Well, the time has finally come. And I have four women here with me today. One of them is Amy, who is the troop leader, and we'll talk with her too. But the three girls that are here with us are all from Marshall Elementary School, and they recently got a very special honor. Let's first just meet them, and I'll ask you to introduce yourself, and if you could please tell me how old you are, what grade you're in, and if you have any shout-outs, feel free to.
Hi, I'm Libby. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm nine.
And would you like to give a shout-out to anybody, Libby?
No.
If you'd like to give a shout-out to Libby, you can text us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975, or you can email us at slb@slbradio.org. Jacqueline's here too.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline. I'm in fourth grade and I'm 10 at Marshall. And I'd like to give a shout out to all my relatives, my family, and to Marshall Elementary.
Wonderful to hear that. And Claire and Mary Kate in Murraysville are Jacqueline's cousin, and they are listening, and I'm so glad that they took a moment to write. And we heard from Ella and Jacqueline, and next is Libby. Oh, wait, I'm backwards, and I know I'm backwards. We heard from Libby and Jacqueline, and next is Ella. I'm confused.
Hi, I'm Ella. I am 9 years old, and I am in fourth grade. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the Leoys. Thank you for emailing the Saturday
Light Brigade, yeah. Alexander and Samuel, they're friends of yours out in Ann Arbor. So let's talk Girl Scouts. Can somebody, now we have your throats cleared, you're all set to go. Who can tell me what you like to do in Girl Scouts and some of the things you do? Go ahead. This is Jacqueline, by the way.
Well, we use our cookie money to give back to the community, and we also use our cookie money to do fun things, such as go to space camp this year for all the hard work we've done, and we donate to charities and hospitals, and we do fun stuff for nursing homes, such as karaoke.
Wow. There's a few things I want to ask you about that you just said. What is space camp? Can somebody tell me about that? Go ahead and tell me, Libby.
It's a space simulation in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Huh. And this is the first I've heard of it. So what do you do exactly?
Well, they talk to you about space and all the things you do in a spaceship, and then you get presented to firm. Then you get a mission, and you're supposed to complete the mission, and it's all about space.
Very cool. And you also mentioned karaoke for people. Can you tell me a little bit about karaoke? Ella, you haven't had a chance to really explain anything yet.
For the Children's Hospital, there's some place called the Ronald McDonald House, which is where families of children who are in the hospital can stay.
And what happens?
They get to stay there, so it's basically kind of a hotel, I guess you could say.
Well, it's nice. It makes them feel comfortable because people come to Children's from other cities that don't have hospitals that can do some of the things that Children's can. So do the patients do karaoke, or do you do karaoke?
Some of the people that we karaoke'd with, they were the brothers and the sisters of the people in the hospital, or the parents could do it.
So it gives them something to take their mind off of the patient that they might be worried about. Mm-hmm. What is important about serving other people? You all seem to be very interested in community service. Why do you like doing it so much?
Because it makes me feel good knowing that I can help somebody whenever they need help in the world.
That's Jacqueline. And Libby, you had your hand up too.
That's Ella.
Or Ella. I'm like, I know. I'm looking. I'm So your names are reversed. I'm going to make a big change. There we go. Ella, you had your hand up.
Well, I like it because you get to help them, and then when you see their faces when they realize it's for them or it's for somebody that they like, then it just like makes you feel good to see their face just like lights up. And
that was Ella. And now Libby, what about you?
For the botanical gardens, especially for me, I love making making birdhouses and collecting sticks because that was really fun.
How cool. And what did you do? Did you make birdhouses for your own use or did you give them to people?
We gave them to the botanical garden.
How nice of you to do that. You three are really sweet people. Are there other girls that helped or was it primarily you three?
There are a lot of other people.
A lot of other. Are they all Marshall Elementary School kids?
Most of them. We have one that belongs to Ingemeyer, is it? But she still comes over for Girl Scouts.
Well, that's great. Well, I understand that you've all been honored with the Girl Scouts Western Pennsylvania President's Volunteer Service Award. Did you get a special pin or patch for that? It looks like, oh, look at that. It's a pretty pin. It's about the size of a nickel. It's white with like a blue band around it and a red insignia. That has to make you really proud to get it. Can you tell, was there a special ceremony too?
There wasn't a special ceremony, but to earn it, we did over 600 hours of service.
Wow, how do you keep track?
Ella's mom, our co-troop leader, she kept track of all the hours on a big poster board, and we reached over 600, and we were very proud of ourselves.
You should be proud of yourself. That's just a wonderful thing. I've got a lot of messages here that have come in. Let's see. Huge shout out to Jacqueline, Ella, and Libby from Miss Sarah, Jack's nanny. That's your nanny?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Randy.
That's her fiance.
I thought that might be. And your cousins in Mars, Pennsylvania, say hello. Let's see, it's, hi Ella, love your cousins in Mars, Pennsylvania. Teresa, does that sound, ring a bell?
Yeah, that's my aunt and her three kids.
And also, Ella saying hello to you, Mom and Dad, and James and Jack, and Eddie.
Oh, that's my dog.
I thought that might be your dog, but I did not want to assume that for fear it might have been, somebody else. Does anybody else have any pets?
I have a dog, BB.
BB?
I have a dead fish.
Oh. You don't have to feed it. So, you know, it's, what is your fish's name?
It's still dead, but I named it Glorify.
Glorify. Well, that's nice. Any other dead pets in your family?
Nope.
There's a movie called Dead Poets Society. You could start the Dead Pets Society. Be a little gross, but, you know, you never know. Does Eddie have any fellow pets in his house?
Just, no.
There are a few more messages that have come in. Let's see, a shout out to Jacqueline from her grandmother in New York. Do you want to say hello to her?
Hi.
She says, I love you and I'm very proud of you. And hello, SLB. Great to hear you, Girl Scouts. And this is from Jacqueline's family. Is it Chalifou?
Chalifou.
It says, love the Chalifou family. And if you want to text us, 412-200-5975, or you can email us at slb@slbradio.org. Amy is here. She is the troop leader, and I'd like her to sort of, I have a feeling you girls don't like to brag about yourselves too much or boast
really.
About
no,
your,
thank you.
Because most people that are service oriented don't necessarily talk about their own service, but I have a feeling that Amy will be willing to do that on your behalf. Amy, thank you for coming today. Were you the designated driver this morning?
I was the designated driver. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Tell us about these girls.
So this is a few of our fantastic girls we have in our troop. So we have a troop of 20. They're all fourth graders. And we've really enjoyed getting out into the community. And these girls have just spent countless hours giving back. Every time we give them options of things they want to do, they pick helping the community out. So it's been really special to work with them.
It must be. How long have you been a troop leader?
So I'm in my third year, and these girls are in their fourth and fifth years of scouting. So.
And were you a Girl Scout growing up?
I was a Girl Scout for just 1 year.
That's like me. Yeah. I was a Cub Scout only maybe a little over a year. I did not make it to Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I think I was a fifth grader, and it was a new troop, and we didn't do nearly as many cool things as Girl Scouts get to do now. So I'm happy to be back in it, though.
I want to go to space camp, although, you know, we have radio clubs here, too, where you can actually sit where I am and operate the equipment and produce things. We can't do it this morning, but we typically do those Saturday afternoons. We just have lots more guests and things coming up. So I'm curious, you're all, what grade are you in again?
Fourth.
All in fourth. Can I'm curious first a little bit about what subjects you like in school, and if any of you have thought about what you might like to do when you get older. And when you talk, just say your name so people listening know who you are. So you can go ahead and just take over.
I'm Libby, and I want to be a teacher because I like to teach people, and my favorite subject is math.
What are you doing in math right now in school?
We're learning about fractions.
So you would know things like, I guess, if you had one egg out of a dozen, you'd know how to represent that?
Yeah.
And what is that?
1/12.
1/12, pretty easy, huh? Is that the kind of thing you're learning?
And
like adding and subtracting them, too?
Not really. We're learning how to do equivalent fractions and the simplest fractions.
Oh, so if you had 6 eggs out of a dozen, the complex fraction would be what?
1/2.
Yeah, it's 1/2 is how it reduces, but you start with 6/12, 3/6, 1 1/2/3. No, you don't go that far. That sounds cool. How about you?
I'm Jacqueline. I want to be a teacher or an architect when I grow up. And my favorite subject is social studies, and my least favorite subject is fifth grade math.
How interesting. Because social studies was my least favorite subject. Tell me why you like social studies and what you're doing in social studies, please.
In social studies, we just finished a test on the states and capitals of the Midwest. So that's what we're doing. And I like social studies because I like history and I like how everything has its own name pretty much, but I don't like science. So.
Interesting. Well, there's room for, you know, it's important to learn all these things, but you can specialize in whatever you want to. So you would know things like the capital of Iowa. What is it?
Des Moines.
Des Moines. And do you know the Dakotas?
North Dakota, Bismarck, South Dakota, Perry.
Wow. You know your capitals very, very well. Now, you mentioned architect as a potential career. Do you know any architects?
Ella's uncle, PJ, is actually an architect, and we learned about it in third grade.
Cool. Say that again, Ella.
He came in, and he taught us some stuff, and we made a little model of a bridge. It was cool.
Yeah, what did he teach you about that you remember, Jackie?
He taught us about support systems, which is important for a bridge, else the bridge will collapse.
Does he mean, like, people that will listen to your problems and help you solve them? That kind of support system?
No.
Probably not. No, he means, he means like,
suspension
and stuff. Very cool. We're going to talk in a minute to Ella, but we have a note here from Hamani and Hadabaji.
Hadabaji.
And Hamani and Hadabaji say congratulations on your accomplishments. girls. That's at, texted to us at 412-200-5975. Who are they?
Those are my grandma and grandpa.
Oh, how nice. In New York?
No, in Cranberry.
You've got both grandparents listening, it sounds like. So tell me about you. This is Ella. So what's your favorite subject, if you have one?
Right now, I like social studies. We just started learning about the Midwest, but I like it because I have a set of states and capital cards, so I don't really want to say advanced, but I know most of the stuff.
Helps you remember things and learn about them. That's pretty cool. Why are all the shaped states in the Midwest so straight like that, you know, made out of straight lines? Did they teach you that?
I think it's because they're all plains.
Mm.
And there's the Great Plains to the west and the Interior Plains to the east.
I never thought about that, actually. They didn't have to make borders out of mountains and rivers.
No. So
they could just get out, the ruler and draw straight lines like that. That makes it hard to identify them by shape sometimes. So what would you like to be when you get older, Ella?
I would like to be either an architect or a doctor.
Ooh.
Both my parents and one of my grandparents, they are doctors. My mom is a pediatrician, and my dad's a nephrologist. I forget what my grandparents are.
And a nephrologist, I think, is that kidneys?
Yes, that's a kidney doctor.
Pretty impressive, huh? I don't know why I knew that. They should just call them kidneyologists, don't you think? It'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
And heart doctors could be heart-iac doctors instead of cardiac doctors. What kind of doctor would you want to be, do you think?
I haven't really decided yet. I'm probably going to be a pediatrician because I enjoy being with younger kids, and they probably enjoy being with me because I guess pediatricians smell good.
Well, they're nice people, too. They want to make you feel better. I'm really proud of all three of you. For people that maybe don't think about helping others as part of their daily life, maybe because they don't have the time or they think they won't make a difference, do you have any words of encouragement to try to inspire other people to help? You all have your hands up. We'll just let you go. We'll go from left to right here, starting with Ella.
I would just start doing something that you like, and then if you can find something that you can do to help people learn about that. So, like, if you want to teach somebody about doing art or something, then you can do that. It's a good way to start.
This is a precept, which is a word to live by. I don't know who this is by, but every act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. So even if you feel like it didn't make a difference, some way, somehow, it made a difference to somebody, even if it didn't make a difference to you.
No, that's fine.
So, for Ella, this kind of goes along with her. When I first started, I wanted to help somebody, but I didn't know how. And I went to this, and I like horseback riding. So I went to this barn, and it brought... And then I started to help mucking the stalls, and I started getting the cobwebs out, and I shoveled cow and sheep poop.
Yeah, thank you for using the term poop. That was a good term to use. That's great. So it ends up becoming a really... good thing. You know the quote, Ella, that the precept, who was it that said those words?
Pretty sure that was Dr. Seuss, actually.
Huh. Yeah, well, Dr. Seuss has done some writing for adults, too. We're out of time. I have two more messages to share. Uncle John in Murraysville is listening, and he says, I'm so excited for you and your great work, Jack. And Jacqueline, you have fans all over the place. Libertyville, Illinois.
That's my aunt and uncle.
Well, they say hello to you, and everyone's also saying hello to all of you as they write in. And does anybody have anything else they want to say in our remaining few moments? We'll finish up with Troop Leader Amy, but anything else you'd like to say?
This was awesome.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'd like to say thank you for everyone who messaged, and thank you for letting us be on the Saturday Light Brigade Radio.
It's my pleasure.
Just thank you.
Well, that's good. And Amy, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I just think these girls are a great, great, great example of what the Do a Good Turn Daily motto is from Scouts. And I hope everyone can maybe take a little inspiration from their work and do something good today.
I'm proud of all of you. Thank you for coming here. Call us any Saturday. Come down and explore the radio station
Definitely
with us sometimes.
Will.
And thanks. Marshall Elementary School, it is Troop. There's one more number. I can't see them all. 51514. And if you haven't considered buying some Girl Scout cookies, do so, because you've heard all the good things that the cookie proceeds are being used for. Thanks to all of you for being here today. Ella and Jacqueline and Libby and Amy.
Thank you.
I got everybody's name right. Usually by the time it's time to say goodbye, I am able to have done that. Thank you.